Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Mainly clear today with a high of 95. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight. Chance of thunderstorms, lows level off around 64. Mainly clear skies tomorrow. Chance for storms, high temperatures reach up to 83. Low 80s Sunday with a slight chance of thunderstorms. Much cooler Monday with highs in the low 70s and showers possible. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. A hearing for a woman accused in a deadly hit-and-run is delayed. A Saline County judge pushed Kayla Erubo's hearing to October. She's charged with second-degree murder for the crash that killed Deanna Summerfield. One person dead, several others hurt after a rollover crash on I-70. It happened yesterday morning west of Topeka. Troopers say a Ford van carrying 13 people rolled. They were employees for an Ohio security company. Sedgwick County commissioners give final approval to their 2026 spending plan. It comes in nearly $30 million under the county's initial proposal. Some of the funds will be used to hire 20 new dispatch positions. In Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Staying connected is important in today's world. Whether it's hearing the news of a new baby in the family or calling work to let your boss know you're running late, phone service keeps you connected with your world. At AT&T, we know that some Americans face life every day without the comfort and security of having phone service. In certain areas, you may be able to reduce your phone bill with a Lifeline discount if you are in a qualifying low-income household. Additional discounts of up to $25 may be available to those living on federally recognized tribal lands where AT&T offers Lifeline. To find out more about Lifeline and other AT&T products and services, call us at 800-377-9450 or go to att.com/lifeline if you have access to the Internet.
Lifeline is a government benefit program, and willfully making false statements to obtain this benefit is punishable by fine or imprisonment and could result in termination of Lifeline service. Lifeline enrollment requires certain eligibility documentation and is non-transferable. Limited to one discount per household. AT&T services, including Lifeline, are not available in all areas. Other restrictions apply.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The Kansas Board of Education recently announced that it will be changing its scale for statewide assessments, as the State Board of Education believes the new scale will better prepare students for college. The new scale aims to ensure that students are not falling behind, so three approaches have been identified to address the issue, and one of these is to accelerate students to more advanced classes before they reach eighth grade. Officials from the Kansas Board of Education said they have been eager to vote on this new scale for 5 years, as they recognize that students falling behind is a significant problem. The board's plan includes three main changes, and they are that standards will be taught at levels 3 and 4, students will be accelerated at an earlier age, and the number of students participating in extracurricular activities will be increased. The board referenced a study that found students who are involved in at least 2 activities are more likely to succeed later in life. The new scale was detailed during a board meeting where the board pointed to a specific case at a Kansas school where all students were moved from Math 1 to Math 2 and the failure rate did not increase as a result. Board leadership believes that the changes will help address the challenges students face when they're enrolled in remedial classes and end up falling further behind. This marks the first time that the Kansas assessment scale has been changed in 10 years. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach announced that the lesser prairie chicken will not be listed as a threatened or endangered species after a U.S. District Court judge in the Western District of Texas ruled on August 12th that a Biden-era U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service decision to list the lesser prairie chicken as a threatened or endangered species was unlawful. Kobach said this is a huge win for Kansas ranchers and energy producers, as the listing of the species as threatened or endangered would have crippled oil and wind energy production and would have limited where and when Kansas ranchers could graze cattle on their own property. He said it was based on manipulated numbers dividing the species into subgroups to create the impression that the species was threatened, when in fact drought had simply caused populations in some areas to drop, while in other areas the numbers were stable. Kobach said he was grateful that the court saw it their way. Kobach, Oklahoma Attorney General Gettner Drummond, and Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filed the lawsuit opposing the proposed listing in the U.S. District Court in the Western District of Texas in March 2023, and Judge David Counts issued the decision vacating the listing. In 2014, under the Obama administration, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service proposed listing the lesser prairie chicken as a threatened species, and the same court struck down that listing in 2015. The six members of the Kansas congressional delegation urged President Trump to approve the governor's request for federal assistance to help the state recover from damaging weather in early June. On August 6, Governor Kelly asked for a disaster declaration after severe storms that included tornadoes and flash flooding from June 3rd to the 7th, and the storms damaged farms and homes, downed electric power lines, and made roads impassable in some areas. In a letter to the president, U.S. Senators Jerry Moran and Roger Marshall, along with Representatives Tracy Mann, Derek Schmidt, Sharice Davids, and Ron Estes, said the storms left lasting effects, and federal support must be provided to assist Kansas in emergency response and restoration efforts. The letter said Kansas would qualify for more than $7.5 million in federal assistance based on damage. The Republican senators and three Republican representatives joined with Davids, the lone Democrat in the congressional delegation, in expressing their wholehearted support for the governor's request, saying that they look forward to federal support being made available expeditiously to adequately equip state and local governments with the resources that are necessary to respond to the devastation that was caused by these severe storms. In Nebraska news, Erica Gonzalez, an inmate who had been missing for nearly 8 months from the Community Corrections Center Lincoln, has been apprehended by the Omaha Police Department. Gonzalez was taken into custody and booked into the Douglas County Correctional Center on August 21st. Gonzalez disappeared on December 29, 2024, after failing to return to the Community Corrections Center Lincoln from her place of employment. She began her sentence on March 2, 2023, serving a term of 2 to 5 years for theft by shoplifting in Douglas County. The Community Corrections Center Lincoln is one of two community custody facilities managed by the Nebraska Department of Correctional Services, and it's the lowest custody level and the least restrictive. It allows inmates to engage in work opportunities, attend school, and participate in religious services with prior approval and without direct supervision. On August 7th, just after 11:45 p.m., deputies with the York County Sheriff's Office pulled over a vehicle on Interstate 80 about 7 miles west of York, and during the traffic stop, deputies became suspicious of criminal activity, deploying a police service dog. According to the Sheriff's Office, the dog detected the smell of drugs coming from the vehicle, and a search of the vehicle revealed methamphetamine, drug paraphernalia, and a deadly weapon. The driver of the vehicle, James Manning of Chapman, Nebraska, was arrested on suspicion of possession of a controlled substance, possession of a deadly weapon, and possession of drug paraphernalia. The passenger, Jerome Palou of Central City, Nebraska, was arrested on suspicion of the same charges. The Central Nebraska Public Power and Irrigation District has announced plans to lower the water level at Johnson Lake by approximately 8 feet starting on September 2nd. This measure is in preparation for the construction of a replacement boat ramp at Bullhead Point near Meadows Resort that's scheduled to begin in the second week of September. The construction of the new boat ramp is expected to be completed between September 20th and the 27th, after which the lake will begin to refill. Officials anticipate that water levels will return to normal within the first 2 weeks of October. Cabin owners at Johnson Lake are reminded to contact Central for necessary permits if they wish to perform shoreline maintenance while the water level is down. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
A new nonprofit organization has been launched to provide resources to make Kansas trails more accessible, sustainable, and thriving, both now and for future generations. And Kansas Trails Incorporated, or KTI, is a first-ever statewide organization that's dedicated to connecting, supporting, and empowering the vibrant trail community across the state. Mike Scanlon, the KTI Executive Director, said Kansas Trails Incorporated is here to empower everyone who loves, builds, and maintains trails, and they commit themselves to developing and supporting trail systems that enrich public health, fuel local economies, and preserve the natural and cultural heritage of the state. As a central hub for trail enthusiasts, the KTI offers an array of services and resources that include interactive maps to help Kansans discover trails, technical assistance and resources for communities and organizations to plan, design, and construct sustainable trails, promotional assistance to help spread the word about trail events across the state and inspire more people to explore and take advantage of the benefits of connecting with the outdoors, networking and membership opportunities to help build and foster a statewide community of trail advocates, and advocacy and support to ensure Kansas trails are accessible, sustainable, and well-maintained. The KTI's Interactive Trail Map database can be used to find trails filtered by set length of trip, type of activity such as biking, horseback riding, kayaking, and more, and trails by surface type like gravel, natural paved, or water. The organization is governed by a board of directors consisting of dedicated trail advocates, community leaders, and outdoor enthusiasts from across Kansas. To find more information about KTI Trail Maps, you can visit ktitrails.org. Governor Kelly announced that $10.4 million will be invested in critical broadband initiatives through the Advancing Digital Opportunities to Connect Kansas program. The Kansas Office of Broadband Development will partner with 18 organizations across the state to connect Kansans to high-speed internet by making public Wi-Fi accessible and distributing devices in underserved areas. The Advancing Digital Opportunities to Connect Kansas or ADOPT program supports organizations working to ensure communities can access public Wi-Fi and the devices that are needed to participate in today's technology-driven world. Awards were made to nonprofits, school districts, and internet service providers across Kansas, supporting all counties and creating a sustainable approach to reach as many individuals and communities as possible throughout the state. Some of the ADOPT grant recipients include Nextech of Norton, which will receive $34,893 for a public Wi-Fi system at Elmwood Park in Norton. The Kansas Department of Transportation has begun work on a bridge repair project along K-27 in Sherman County. The bridge spans the Kyle Railroad and is located 0.84 miles north of the I-70 junction in Goodland, and the project work will include a concrete overlay, deck patching, and replacement of the bridge rails and approach slabs. Traffic will be reduced to one lane through the work zone and directed by a temporary traffic signal, and an 18-foot width restriction will also be in effect. Motorists should anticipate delays of up to 15 minutes during the project, and this work is expected to be completed in October, conditions permitting. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Todd Anderson, at todd.anderson@ks.gov. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having beef and noodles, whipped potatoes, green beans, mandarin oranges, cheese rolls, and milk. And for Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chicken fajita or hamburger, corn, fruit, and milk. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 95 and a southeast wind around 5 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 10 p.m. with increasing clouds and a low around 65 with a northeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Saturday, there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 10 a.m., then a slight chance of showers between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m., and it should be cloudy through mid-morning, then gradually clearing with a high near 83, and the chance of precipitation Saturday is 20%. On Saturday night, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 a.m., should be partly cloudy with a low around 59. On Sunday, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 7 a.m., then a chance of showers between 7 a.m. and 1 p.m., and then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. On Sunday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 77, and the chance of precipitation is 50%. And on Sunday night, there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy, with a low around 56. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 1 p.m. Should be mostly cloudy with a high near 70. On Tuesday, a 20% chance of showers before 1 p.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 71. On Wednesday, a 20% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 72. And on Thursday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 78. Currently, with fair skies, it is 66 degrees. The humidity is 84%. The wind speed is west at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.10, and the dew point is 61 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:21. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. A bullet broke through the glass of an office at the Chiefs' practice facility last summer. Multiple sources told Sam McDowell at the Kansas City Star inside the office at the time, Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. He was not struck or injured by the gunshot, and neither was anyone else, according to a spokesperson for the Kansas City Police Department. But the most prominent active head coach in the NFL now works behind bulletproof glass, sources said, the safety measure installed soon after. It has now been confirmed by several sources that gunfire occurred right near one area. Arrowhead Drive shortly after midnight on the morning of May 4th, 2024. Reid was working alone in the practice facility on that morning when the bullet from outside the building penetrated the glass and shot a hole through the window and blinds. The bullet lodged in a wall between his bathroom and the entry door to his office. When the story came out, it was not known by many in the Chiefs organization or players. No arrests or charges have been made in this case. The investigation is ongoing. Because Reid was in the building, it is now seen as an aggravated assault case. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Deepwood.
ValleyBet.com.
Ranchers, have you considered adding a calf table to your cattle working equipment? The Powder River Classic Calf Table has great features for ease of operation and efficient calf processing. This calf table accommodates calves up to 450 pounds and features a reversible headgate for opposite side branding, optional left or right side tilt, three-level tilt-down options, and a balanced, easy tilt system. Boost the health and performance of your herd. Shop trusted vaccines, dewormers, implants, and more at ValleyVet.com. There you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more, shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at ValleyVet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com,
ValleyVet Supply.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.